Love the Lord your God. Joshua 23, verse 11. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Deuteronomy 6, verse 5. This is the first and great commandment, according to Jesus. Matthew 22, verse 38. We are commanded to love God. Thus, love is an action of the will, something we can choose to do or not to do. Love is a virtue, the attitude that desires and actively promotes the benefit of another at one's own expense. Love is the willingness to work hard, deprive oneself, and suffer for the sake of someone else. Without love, all other virtues are worthless. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 through 3. God is worthy of our love. We love Him because He first loved us. 1 John 4, verse 19. Men and women are created in God's image. Genesis 1, verse 27. Although this image has been tarnished by sin, we learn something about God's love by observing man's noblest attributes. Our first knowledge of love comes through human relationships. A child is loved by his mother and father, by his grandparents, by other family members, and by friends. He learns to love others. From these relationships, he also learns something about the love of God. And parents learn something about the love of God by raising a child. But substantial knowledge about God's love is available only because of revelation. In the Scriptures, God's love is explained and it is demonstrated in His dealings with man. The ultimate demonstration of God's love was the sacrifice of His Son on the cross to redeem man. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. In this is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. 1 John 4, verses 9 and 10. When God told His people, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength," they had experienced His love many times and in many ways. He had every right to expect their love in return. How precious is your loving kindness, O God! Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. Psalm 36, verse 7. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindnesses, for they are from of old. Psalm 25, verse 6. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, Superficial religion does not please God. Most religious practices on earth are vain formalities. This was true of Israel when God said through Isaiah, "These people draw near with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but have removed their hearts far from me." Isaiah 29, verse 13. Jesus applied this to his time. "Well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me.'" Mark 7, verse 6. Superficial or half-hearted worship does not please God. We must love God with our whole heart, with feeling, sincerity, and dedication. "You shall love the Lord your God with all your soul." Even our heart is not enough. We must love God with our whole being. Loving God is not something we do now and then. Love for God pervades our soul. It is an essential part of our being, defines who we are, and influences all that we do. Paul enlarges on this. "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. "You shall love the Lord your God with all your mind." Matthew 22, verse 37. True love for God is based on reason. We love God with all the understanding. Mark 12, verse 33. Paul says, "I will pray with the Spirit, and I will also pray with the understanding. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will also sing with the understanding." 1 Corinthians 14, verse 15. "And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment." Philippians 1, verse 9. Our love for God must be knowledgeable. We love God with our mind, with our whole mind. "You shall love the Lord your God with all your strength." We must love God full force. Although the Christians at Ephesus had persevered and had exposed false teachers, their love had grown weak. "Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen. Repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent." Revelation 2, verses 4 and 5. Notice that love is indicated by works. Lukewarm love is not sufficient. Jesus warned the church of the Laodiceans, "I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Revelation 3, verses 15 and 16. Jesus said, "And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold." Matthew 24, verse 12. Our love for God must be full strength. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. Mark 12, verse 30. God must be our first love. Love for God supplants love for self, money, pleasure, and the world. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness, but denying its power. 2 Timothy 3, verses 2, 4, and 5. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. 1 John 2, verse 15. Love for God must surpass love for family. Jesus said, "He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." Matthew 10, verse 37. What does it mean to love God? Our love for God is intense adoration and affection. We yearn for someone we love. O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. Psalm 63, verse 1. We want to be near someone we love. God's people were told to hold fast to him. Deuteronomy 11, verse 22. And to cling to him. Deuteronomy 30, verse 20. They who love God are attached to him. Although we learn love from God, his love for us is different from our love for him. His love is sovereign and unearned. Our love is dependent and submissive. He is the Father. We are the toddlers. He is the shepherd. We are the lambs. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5. We rejoice in someone we love. But let all those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them ever shout for joy because you defend them. Let those also who love your name be joyful in you. Psalm 5, verse 11. When we love God, we want to praise and thank Him for His goodness. Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let such as love your salvation say continually, "The Lord be magnified." Psalm 40, verse 16. How do we show our love to God? Although love cannot be seen, it affects everything we do. Let all that you do be done in love. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 14. We want to serve someone we love. God promised to bless His people if you earnestly obey my commandments, which I command you today, to love the Lord your God and serve Him with all your heart and with all your soul. Deuteronomy 11, verse 13. Thus, he who loves God with heart and soul serves God with heart and soul. Motivated by love, we gladly obey God. Therefore, you shall love the Lord your God and keep His charge, His statutes, His judgments, and His commandments always. Deuteronomy 11, verse 1. When Joshua sent the Reubenites, Gadites, and half-tribe of Manasseh back to their homes on the eastern side of the Jordan, he admonished them, "But take careful heed to do the commandment and the law which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all His ways, to keep His commandments, to hold fast to Him, and to serve Him with all your heart and with all your soul." Joshua 22, verse 5. In his parting words when he was old, Joshua told the people, "Take careful heed to yourselves that you love the Lord your God." Joshua 23, verse 11. Jesus tells his followers, "If you love me, keep my commandments." John 14, verse 15. "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word." John 14, verse 23. John explains, "For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome." 1 John 5, verse 3. When we love God with our whole heart, we gladly obey Him. This is love, that we walk according to His commandments. 2 John, verse 6. We want to communicate with someone we love. We talk to God in prayer and listen to His word in the Scriptures. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." John 10, verse 27. We want to know someone we love, and we want to be known by the one we love. If anyone loves God, this one is known by him. 1 Corinthians 8, verse 3. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. 1 John 4, verse 8. We want to have fellowship with someone we love. Christians show their love for God by gathering around the Lord's table on the first day of the week, Acts 20, verse 7, to participate in the body and blood of Christ. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 16. What have we learned? You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. Mark 12, verse 30. God is worthy of our love. We love him because he first loved us. From human relationships, we learn something about the love of God, but substantial knowledge about God's love is gained only through the Scriptures. Superficial or half-hearted worship does not please God. We present our bodies as living sacrifices. God must be our first love. We cannot love God if we love self, pleasure, money, or the world. Our love for God must exceed our love for family. Our love for God is intense adoration and affection. We hold fast to God and cling to him. We show our love to God by serving and obeying him. We talk to God in prayer and listen to his word in the Scriptures. Christians show their love for God by participating in the body and blood of Christ at the Lord's table each first day of the week. Our soul yearns for God. We rejoice in him and magnify his holy name. Amen.
Amen.